This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn Shouning and Roshan. Now, in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Julia Goh, who's Senior Economist at UOB Malaysia, on her outlook for the Malaysian economy in 2020. And on that note, we are asking you what you think about the economy or how you feel about it in 2020. And that's in a poll that's running on the BFM Twitter account at BFM Radio. Do tell us what you think. But in the meantime, continuing our fun Friday, Let's talk about politics, because going into this weekend, there are a lot of things happening in the political landscape, including a turnabout that confused many, many people. PKR Deputy President Dato' Sri Azmin Ali has dismissed any notion that he had a rift with Party President Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim.
Yeah, so he emphasised this in a speech during the launch of PKR Women's Youth Women and Youth Wing Congress yesterday. And you're right, Lynn, this has confused, maybe not so much confused, but people are dubious, sceptical maybe, not so optimistic. It seems like a little bit of a show because he's come up very strongly suddenly.
Yeah.
And at his speech, Azmin said that the PKR party must be unified in solidarity in support of the bigger picture and compared PKR to the Rock of Gibraltar for stability and durability for the Pakatan Harapan coalition. Now, he's got a point because PKR is the biggest component of this party, this coalition. But that's strong words coming from Dato' Sri Azmin Ali.
I think maybe we should look at them as aspirational rather than considering the state of PKR
Let me finish the quote because, it's a gem. Working hand in hand with all our partners in this formidable coalition, we will continue to strive for progress and reform the nation, which is true, something they should do. And comments from Azmin aside, Anwar has also proven his patience was beginning to run out when he said that expulsion awaits for those who try to sabotage the party's national congress and attend separate assemblies.
So this is interesting because it sounds to me like he is referencing the initial discussions about, is there going to be a second parallel meeting happening at PKR? And this parallel meeting was supposed to be for Azmin supporters.
Yeah, right? At the Renaissance Kuala Lumpur this weekend, right?
Yes. So, but after this whole kind of truce that they had, there was a lot of talk about, I guess that parallel meeting's not happening. But so now Anwar has come out to say that, yes, even though, Azmin and I are friendly, if you step out of line,
I will sack you.
Yeah.
Good for him. Now, of course, this, I wonder, will there be a meeting? It looks like it's definitely off right at this stage.
Yeah, I think optically it looks like there's going to just be one because Anwar has come up to be a bit more firm here. Let's get everyone together. And I have to say, the optics coming out of this is a bit more optimistic because for once in a very, very long time, we're seeing the image of unity between the two biggest
players. We have the hope of a cohesive party.
Yes. And, yeah.
But you guys too optimistic? I'm not sure because you never know what's going to happen at this party meeting over the weekend, right? And it's not just going to be what is said. It's also going to be interesting to watch the body language of all the leaders when they're together in the room. Now, that'll be the real test whether everything is really, hunky-dory and they're the best of friends again.
I wouldn't say I'm very optimistic about this, Shouning. I've just hit the point in life where I look at everything that's happening in the political situation in Malaysia, and I'm just amused, and I just it's like a soap opera.
But politics is like that all around the world. Just look at the British elections. You just watch the debates. I mean, did you all not see Channel 4 where they invited Boris Johnson, for example, on the debate on climate change, and they put a block of ice because he didn't turn up. So, there's comedy everywhere around the world. I find this and I think we're probably going to discuss this more on Monday, right?
Absolutely.
This is going to be something we're definitely going to talk about.
So, but speaking of comedy, there has also been some interesting comments coming out of the start of the UMNO Youth Congress, because it's been a little bit mixed. So earlier this morning, we mentioned comments from Sharil Hamdan, who was basically telling UMNO delegates to just don't
Don't take the by-election victory too... don't run away with it.
Don't run away with it. Don't put the cart before the horse.
Correct. It's a bit of a protest vote. It's a bit of a, anything can happen between now and then. You know, Pakatan could get its act together and solidify its position on the economy. But, I mean, some very very solid words there from Shahril Hamdan.
Yeah, so that you can contrast that then with comments from Datuk Sri Ahmad Mazlan, who is a former deputy minister. So he's held posts in the International Trade and Industry Ministry, in the Finance Ministry, as well as in the PM's department.
Some big ministry.
So some big ministries. And he said that unmarried UMNO youth members should try and strengthen the Muafakat national bond by marrying daughters of past members. And I have to admit, you know, I had some kind of Game of Thrones sort of flashbacks when I read this title.
Because he's trying to build alliances here.
It really is building political alliances through marriage, which is interesting because I'm like, is this happening in 2019?
I think it happens everywhere still today. But the gem is that he added that those who are already married to Wanita UMNO members should take a second wife if they can afford it.
Yeah.
It really takes it to a whole new level, you know, the kinds of things you're willing to do for your party.
Party, yes.
So, of course, not forgetting the fact that Amanah is also going to be having their national convention this week, and they're going to be determining their party's future direction by electing a new national leadership committee members. So be sure to stay tuned for all of that this weekend. We will be bringing you some analysis come Monday. But right now, we are heading into the 7:30 news. And after that, we'll be speaking with Lee Joo Yee, economist with Maybank Kim Eng, for a take on ASEAN's prospects next year. That's happening after the news. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.